Well, I'm going to ask Pat, our third speaker, to share. And I just have to say, I know Pat, I've known her for at least 11 years. And it's just, her story is really wonderful. And she can share about somebody she knows that's sitting next to her when she came into program. And I also just have to say that, and she will probably share this, that when she first came in the first year, she hardly spoke. And she was very quiet, kind of like a little mouse in the corner. And now, I always tease her, you can't get her to shut up. But her talk about a psychic change and a total change in a person and a personality, it was just incredible. And so all three speakers have been fabulous today, and I'm glad to have known them for over 10 years. And take it away, Pat.
Hi, I'm Pat. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Pat.
I want to start out with when I... all I could think about is way back when I was first a compulsive overeater. I must have been like 5 years old. And I've been a compulsive overeater all my life. And I was always the fat kid in school. And a lot of things, like I was a latchkey kid. I always had to come home after school. And I'd come home and my two best friends were there, the TV and the food. And it was just a life that I never had, like, big plans or major things in my life or dreams or anything like that because, you know, it was just, food was my main life, you know? And, you know, of course, because I was the fat kid, everybody always made fun of me, and I didn't really have a lot of friends. I did have a few, but not a lot, and it was just, it was amazing. Sorry, guys. This is I brought my pictures of when I came into program and before, and just because of this program, my whole life has just totally changed. And like Virginia said, when I came into program, I would not speak. Okay, it was horrible. I couldn't handle one person or more looking at me for me to talk. It was just the most embarrassing thing. And my sister, she had come for a year to program, and she was actually getting recovery. And it's like, oh my God, you know, it was so cool. I just thought that was the most amazing thing. You know how they say genetics, you know, so you're fat, so everybody's fat. And basically, all the females in our family were overweight. And my sister was coming to program, and she was losing weight. It was just so amazing. And it's like, well, that never happened for me. And then she said, come with me to program, you know. And I said, all right, you know, because I was at the point where it did not matter. It did not matter. I could not stay out of the food no matter what. I would literally wake up in the morning, and I wouldn't eat breakfast because that was wasted calories, of course, you know, but then I'd go to work and they would have, you know, things all over the place. I would sneak food constantly all day long, and then I would go home and eat from the minute that I got home to when I went to bed. And then on the weekends, of course, from when I got up to when I went to bed. And I literally was so bad into the food. And I did go on diets, and diets were just an amazing thing to me. I don't know how I did it, but all of a sudden I would get on a diet and it would be so great. And one time I even was on a diet for a whole year. I lost 80 pounds. I was just elated. And now I figured, okay, I'm just like everybody else. I can eat anything I want. And in within a few months, I gained 90 pounds. And it was just amazing. And I always remember my favorite diet was the low-fat diet. So you could have a bunch of stuff with sugar in it as long as you stayed under the fat thing because they were making, you know, low fat things, but then I got tired of that, and then I'd get back into the fat things again. And so, yeah, I did lose 20 pounds doing that, though, too. But it was just like that my whole life, and I went 39 years like that. And when my sister said, come with me to these rooms, I came in these rooms, and I go to the big book study on Monday nights. And when I found out I had to read in front of people, I about died. It was just so embarrassing. It's like, oh, my God. And I remember, like, the third meeting, my sister couldn't come, and she called me. She goes, I'm not coming tonight, so you'll have to go on your own. Mm-hmm. So I started to come. I got to the parking lot. I sat out in that parking lot, and I left. It's like I'm not going in there by myself. And I had already come to a few meetings, but that's how bad life was for me. And my whole life was basically, I would wake up in the morning, especially Monday morning, shaking because I was just nervous about everything. Everything would make me nervous. It was horrible. I'd be nervous about the bills. I'd be nervous about work. I'd be nervous about getting things right and everything else. But it always was right, and everything always worked out. You know, but it was just horrible. And so when I came in these rooms, I found out I had an addiction. That's one thing I did not know. I never knew that. I always felt like I had such low self-esteem myself. It was just, I was a loser. I couldn't do it. Everybody else could do it. I even remember telling somebody, I can't stop compulsively overeating. It was a normal person, of course. And they said, what do you mean you can't stop eating? You just stop. And it's like, okay, sure. You know, and I could not do it. But coming in these rooms, I found out I had an addiction. And it's like, oh, my God, you know. I never thought that, you know. You know, food can't be an addiction. It's something you have to eat every day. You know, how can it be an addiction? And mine is sugar. Mine is very much sugar. And when I came to these rooms, and just like they were saying, the fellowship, and just I put my hand in yours, and thank God for listening to what everybody had to say, listening to other people's journeys, listening to, you know, learning, my God, you know, okay, they were giving up sugar, and then I was so jealous, because I couldn't do it for like 3 months. I'd come in these rooms, I couldn't do it. It's like, how in the world can they give up sugar? It's like, no way. There's no way. I can't do that the rest of my life. What are they talking about? So I came in October of 2000, and I tried, you know, but it was just such a failure. And I would cry when I come in the meetings because I couldn't do it. Finally, I decided January 1st, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try to give it up, okay? So I did it. I did it for a whole week. I was just so elated. And I gained 2 whole pounds. And it was like, oh, great, okay. So at that time, I was up to like 236 pounds. And it was like, oh, my God, you know. But it was just felt like a million pounds were taken off my shoulders because I wasn't chained to that food anymore. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, and I did it so unconsciously. It was just amazing. I literally sometimes would go back and check to see if I ate something. And, of course, if I didn't, I'd eat it. But it was just amazing, you know, I, you know, how I ate. So I had to teach myself how to eat all over again, how to eat, you know, like normal things. And my thing is I do my 3 meals a day with nothing in between, and I stay out of the sugar. And I can't have any gray areas. I can't say, okay, I can do a little of this or a little of that, and I can't snack in between my meals and that kind of stuff. And I know, and what's kind of nice is I know what I have to do, and what's kind of nice is I can plan, I could probably tell you what I'm going to eat all week, you know, all the way down the road. I could tell you, and I'm very, very regimented, basically, with my breakfasts and my lunches, and my dinners kind of change, you know, every night, because it's me and my husband, so those change, but, you know, and it's like I'm in a secure spot. I feel secure, because it's not like, oh, I can't go into any gray areas or anything, so I'm secure, and I feel pretty good. And, you know, when we do things at work, we have potlucks and stuff, and I know ahead of time, and I already know, okay. And it's funny, some people at work, I just tell them, because, I don't know, I just tell them I don't eat sugar, you know, and people go, oh, okay. And then they ask me, are you diabetic or something, you know, and I say, no, I just can't eat sugar, you know, and I leave it at that, you know, and I don't go into it too much or too detailed usually, you know. And then people my friends and stuff, I tell them I'm an overeater and I go to OA, and a lot of them are pretty much amazed. And it's just been such an amazing journey. It took me a while to lose the weight, you know. It took me way over a year to lose the weight, and I lost 90 pounds. And it's just because of this program. You know, it's something, and that was in, 2002. So this year here, I would have kept the weight off for 10 years, which is just, that's, you know, that's just that's amazing to me, because I could never keep it off more than a couple months if I could even do that. And it's all because of this program. It's for, like, the fellowship. It's for everybody that comes to these meetings. It's just everything I learn, every day I learn. And things like my higher power before used to be somebody that if I wasn't a good person, he was going to strike me dead, you know, kind of thing, you know. And I didn't have a good relationship with my higher power. And when I came in these rooms, I finally got a good relationship with my higher power. So my thing is, every day I get up, I say my gratitude list. I do a gratitude list every day, and I thank God for everything. And it just makes my day so well. And the days I forget to do my gratitude list, my day just goes so bad. And then it's like, in the middle, it's like, why am I having such a bad day? Oh, I forgot to do my gratitude list today. And things like that, where I would have never done anything like it before. And I've gotten a lot of confidence in myself. I ended up getting a job, which I would have never, ever even tried to get in my life, just because of the way I felt about myself, you know. Nothing's changed, you know. In fact, it's funny, I still live in the same house. I still have the same husband, same kids. the only thing is, you know, I got more confidence, so I went for, like, you know, I went for a better job, which, you know, it's just amazing. I really enjoy it. And my job now, I feel like I help people, and we all help people out there, and it's just a nicer job, and I feel like I'm accomplishing something, where before it was just a job, you know. Now it's something I feel like maybe I can make a difference. And just things like that, this program just amazing, because I just remember when, just before I came in these rooms, my youngest son, he had just graduated from high school. He decided to move to North Carolina. He was 18, and it was like, God, it was just heartbreaking. And all I could think about, well, okay, both my kids, they're out of high school and stuff. I could just die now because I have nothing to live for. And, you know, come to find out, you know, they need me now to this day. You know, it doesn't matter how old your kids get. They always need you, just in different aspects. And, and my husband and I have a great relationship. And we have dreams now. We have goals. We have things like that, which are just so amazing. You know, getting into our older years now, we have these goals and stuff, and we're trying to meet them. And it's just amazing. And it's something to work for, and it's just something to live for. And I never had that before I came to these rooms, which is just so amazing. I just love this program. And it gave me a life back, because I did not have one. And I just hope I can help somebody else. I hope I give somebody some inspiration so that they just keep coming back and just keep trying. If you're struggling with the food and stuff, because, like I said, I just didn't think I could do it, man. I tried it for a day, and I made it the day, and I was just, you know, just so elated. I made it a whole day without being into the food. And then when I made it a whole week, it was like, wow, you know. And then, you know, as you go on, you do have, you know, little struggles and stuff, you know, where your food may not be 100% perfect. But that's what's great about this program. It's not perfection. It is, you just have to work on it every day. And, you know, it's just like falling off a horse. If you fall, if you have to get back on, you can't just say, oh, I'm not ever going to ride a horse again. You have to do it again. And you just have to keep going. It's not like a diet. You can't treat it like a diet. It's a life change. And it's the best life change I've ever done. That's all I have. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes of sharing. And, you know, and then we're going to have the song again and the reading and then the song again and candles that we're going to hold. So we have about 5 minutes of sharing for two or three people that want to share.
My name's Chris. I'm a compulsive overeater and sugar addict.
Hi, Chris.
And I think it was in this room at a Monday night meeting about 4 years ago that I heard some of the speakers talk about being able to let go of sugar, and that made me realize that I could let go of sugar as well. And I'm just really grateful for this program. And I've been coming to the candlelight meetings since I first started in November 4 years ago because I love candlelight. And so I really appreciate being here. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris.
My name's Arun. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Arun.
I really don't know what to say, and I know for me, I'm relatively new to OA. I've only been going to meetings for a couple of months, and I want to spout off all this recovery and all this knowledge, say something really profound. But I'm a compulsive overeater, and I've been a compulsive overeater for 30 years, and I'm just starting to see it. And I'm just grateful for this opportunity to be here. Thanks.
Thanks.
I'm Doug. I'm compulsive overeater.
Hi, Doug.
Monday night, 6:30 at Grace United Methodist Church, 4901 East Yale. There's a men's meeting at 6:30.
Thanks, Doug.
Hi, I'm Ace, and I'm a bulimic and a food addict.
Hi, Ace.
I was just thinking about how for such a long time, for, you know, years in the food, I didn't sing at all, and I used to sing all the time, and it's only, I feel pretty new to program, and I'm just starting to really get some abstinence, and this is the first time I've sung in a really, really, really long time, mm-hmm. And I just want to say I'm really grateful to have this program and to feel, you know, safe enough in this room to sing. And, you know, to not be in the food right now, which would be the, I mean, if this wasn't here, that would be where I would be, so. My God. Thanks.
My name is Mark. I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic. And I would just like to thank you guys very much for having this program here for me. You know, I grew up as a kid, fat, not good enough, and I was taught that I couldn't sing, that I didn't have a good voice, and you know, all kinds of things like that. And it's because of this program and you people that I've learned that some of the things they told me were wrong. And I can do things. I used to be so scared to sing that if I tried to sing in front of people, my throat would just completely clench up. And being able to relax enough to get words out is really 100% because of the program for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, before we close, I've asked JT to read something.
JT, I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, JT.
If you remove your body from the truth, when you are ready, the truth is nowhere to be found. But if you continue to bring your body to the truth, then when you are ready, the truth is waiting there for you. And the truth, our promise of recovery, is in every OA meeting when we join hands, pray together, and joyously, lovingly encourage one another. Keep coming back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will now prepare for our closing. Thank you.